Test 81, Section 2, Question 17. Here we have which one is most strongly supported by the information above or by the statements above. So we want to know what is supported. Film historians often find it difficult to determine typical audience members' response to particular films, especially those from early 20th. So historians don't really know how they responded. Box office figures help little, for they indicate a film's financial success or failure, but they don't show what the audience has found funny or frightening or moving. So they show whether it was successful, but they don't show what they found funny, frightening, or moving. These historians also find that newspaper magazine reviews fail to provide much insight, so they don't really help a whole lot either. So pretty much as far as what's supported by this is that box office and newspaper reviews don't really tell us what the people involved were thinking or what the audiences felt about stuff. So, A, newspaper and magazine reviews of films are usually written in advance. We don't really have an idea, any evidence of when they're written. Typical audience members' responses to films from the latter part of the 20th century are easy. We don't have evidence that it's easy now. In fact, we have evidence that it's not really easy because it says, especially those from early. It doesn't say that it's easy now. Box office success of a film does not depend on its viewers finding it funny, frightening, or moving. Yeah, we kind of have evidence for that, because if it does, then box office receipts would pretty much tell us what they find funny or moving. So C is really pretty good. Film historians do not believe that film reviews reveal typical film audience members' views. Yeah, that could also do it. So because if that's the case, then that would kind of be supported by it. So we'll hold on to that too. And then films from the early part of the 20th century were not usually reviewed. Well, we don't have evidence that it's not usually reviewed. So in this case, now we kind of have to look at the difference between B and C in terms of, C and D on this one, because we have to look at those. Now, both are close. When we get it down to two, we always go back to the passage. Film historians find it difficult to determine their audience's responses, especially in the early 20th. Box office figures help little because they only indicate financial success or failure. They don't show what they found funny, frightening, or moving. And then these historians also find newspaper and magazines fails to provide insight. So now we're going to look at C and D and see which one has more evidence for it. C says the box office success of a film does not depend on its viewers finding it funny, frightening, or moving. Now, the problem with this is that it's only kind of helpful, because saying it doesn't depend on it, it would be more useful if this said that, you know, is not correlated with, but not depends on, it could still be correlated even though it doesn't depend on it. But D, film historians do not believe that reviews in newspapers reveal audience members' views. That is supported, because if it fails to provide much insight, then it doesn't provide, that they don't believe that they give typical audience views, otherwise they would provide insight. And so D is slightly better. It's only a narrow margin, but it is slightly better. Because C, it's not about whether it depends on it, it's whether or not the box office could indicate those things and could indicate audience views. So D is just a little bit better in this case.